It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Dates of Our Lives, Leanne Hunley. And from Murder, She Wrote, William Windham. And the star of Super Password, Bert Bundy.
Look out, look out, look out. Hello there, how are you? I'm Chris. So, hello everybody. Hi, thank you very much. Thank you for that nice welcome, and welcome to all of you at home to Super Password. Super Password. It's nice to be on Password. I remember Password from so many years ago. Bill, did you ever play Password when it was on many years ago?
No.
Oh. How about you, Leanne? Well, of course you didn't.
I wasn't, no. I played at home. I had the little game.
Yes.
And I loved it.
You know, people have asked me why they don't put out the Password game anymore. Why? Is it still out? Well, I've been looking for it. I haven't seen it in the stores. I keep looking for my picture on something, and I never see it.
That's why.
That's probably why. I used to love to play that game at parties. You know, didn't you play it at parties, of course?
Musical chairs.
Okay, Bill. I'm not going to ask you any more questions, okay?
I don't blame you.
Bill was playing a game back there with us, which you have to explain to everybody. I've never played that particular game.
It's too long and involved.
For balance. You're right. Okay. Let's bring out Stuart and Joyce and get on with today. Shall we do that? Here they come. Hi, Tim. Hello, Joyce.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Well, welcome to you. We have a champ who we'll talk to in just a moment, but you're our new player, Joyce, so tell us about yourself, please.
My name is Joyce Costanza. I was born and raised in San Diego, California. I'm currently living in L.A. and liking it, and I work in television production.
Oh, you do, huh?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Okay.
This is not new to me.
And you've seen all this before. Because
cameras?
Yes. What? Cameras? Did you say cameras?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to elaborate on that or tell us anything more about the...
When I come back tomorrow, after I won, of course, we'll go from there.
Okay, I like your confidence. All right, if you're ready to go, you've got a formidable champion to deal with here. Stuart, tell us about yourself once again before we go.
My name is Stuart Nelson. I'm a motion picture equipment salesman, and everybody's probably getting really tired of hearing about my wife and son, so I'll tell you that in my spare time, I also make furniture.
Is that right? What an ideal husband you must be, huh? You don't have to buy it, you make it. What kind of furniture do you make?
Chairs and cabinets and...
I had to ask. What do you mean, dummy chairs, tables, and things like that? Probably out of wood, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
But exotic wood.
Yeah, very balsa, things like that.
Mahoganies and koa and that.
Right, probably have four legs on some of them, too.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, some of them have two, but they don't stand up too well. No, okay. Rolling along with information, please. If you're ready to go, Stuart and Joyce playing. Leanne and William giving the clues. We're in the beginning of a game. It's a $100 puzzle. What do you know about that? Here comes the first word. Show the folks at home what it is. We are playing for $15,000 over there at the end. Here's the first word. Where's our little sound effects? Come on, Jeff. There it is. He says, I give up. Leanne and William, William, give the first clue, please, sir.
Fuel.
Gasoline.
Correct. Hey. Perfect. On the board, we have gasoline. What could that possibly be, Joyce?
Is it tank?
Good guess. Next word, please. Leanne and Bill giving the clues. Everybody at home has the word. William?
Game.
Password.
Okay. I want to go on record now. I know the answer to the puzzle. Okay. Just want you to know that it doesn't happen very often. I swear. You know Gene.
Right.
Gene does. Do you know what it is, dude?
I know what it is, too.
Good for you. All right. Leanne?
I don't know how to do this part, but I know what the clue is.
It's this stuff. This is the tough part.
Rolling.
Bowling.
Yes. That's wonderful. I don't know how he does it, or you do it. That was great. He's wonderful. He really is a great player. All right, we have gasoline and bowling. Stuart?
Is it Allie?
Is it Allie? Well, I guess it wasn't so hard, wasn't it? Blind, narrow, and lame. All alleys.
Nice contest, huh?
Well, see, I thought I had such a big deal here, and the whole room knew what it was. Okay, that's $100 for Stu. We'll break away to a commercial. Coming back, we're playing for $15,000 over there, so don't go away. See you in a minute. Okay, $200 puzzle coming up. The cash word is worth $1,000 today. And if you're ready to go, Stuart and Joyce giving the clues. Here comes the first wave. There it is, Joyce, if you will, please.
Curly.
Hair.
All right, Stuart.
Hair.
Ringlets.
Okay, Joyce.
Fuzzy.
Permanent.
Okay, fourth and final clue.
Teased.
Afro.
Okay, tough word. I can't think of anything else. I kept thinking of a socket. the word was frizzy. Put it on the board and nobody guesses. There it is. Okay, next word, please. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, Joyce, please. Wait, there's our little noise. Jeff, is there a problem over there, sir?
Not yet,
okay. I just want to be sure you're keeping up with us here, Joyce.
Husband.
Wife.
All right, Stuart.
Wife.
Spouse.
Exactly. Perfect.
Frizzy spouse.
We have a frizzy spouse on the board there. Leanne?
The Minnie Mouse.
Is it Minnie Mouse? Here comes the word now.
You must know.
Can't wait. All right, Stuart. Mm-hmm.
Boris.
Karloff.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We have Frizzy, Spouse, and Karloff Leanne.
Is it the Bride of Frankenstein?
Is it the Bride of Frankenstein? Yes, it is. Didn't need a horror film. Well, you guys had that, didn't you? Sure you did. Okay. I even knew what that was after a moment there. That means Stuart has won the $200 puzzle. He now leads $300 to zero for Joyce, and that also means that he gets to play with this little cash word. Here it is. It's worth $1,000 today. You know how we do it, Leanne. Mm-hmm. And certainly Stuart knows how. Tilt it this way a little bit so that it doesn't look like he can see, even though we know he can't. Okay, show everybody at home what the cash word is. And if you're ready to go, here we go with clue number one.
Eves.
Knights.
All right, clue number two.
Doorway.
Arch.
Third and final clue.
Protection.
Balcony.
Oh, too bad. Keep going. I can't think of anything else. What other ones?
Awning.
Yes, that's a perfect, yes.
Awning.
Awning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Bed, covering above.
Overhanging, but see, I didn't think I was.
Bill said a cocktail party. Would you care for a canopy? Very good. Sorry about that. Next time, the cash word will be worth $2,000. With the score, $300 for Stuart. And Joyce has yet to score, but she will. We'll change partners and break away for commercial messages. Then we'll come back. Off you go. Bonnie is good. Here we are. We're on. We're back. This is the $300 puzzle. Stuart, our champion, has $300. Joyce has yet to score, so now is the time if you're ever going to do it. If you're ready to go, Leanne and William, given the clues, here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. We're playing for $15,000. Leanne, off you go.
Sheer.
William?
Cloudy?
Clear.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect answer. Okay. On the board, we put clear, and this is for the game once again for you, Stuart.
Well, let's go in the same grade. Let's go weather.
Is it weather? Every time he says it, I think it's got to be it, you know? I think they're wrong, not you. Next word, please. Okay, Bill?
Bubbles.
Champagne.
Okay, Leanne?
Gin. Rummy.
Bill?
Oh.
Gin.
Fizz?
Yes. Okay, we have clear fizz on the board for the game, Stuart.
Alka-Seltzer.
Is it Alka-Seltzer? Certainly qualified. Okay. Next word, please. Okay, William.
Branch.
Limb.
We know. Leanne.
What'd he say?
He said branch. You don't want to know about it.
Ricardo.
Ricky.
Yes, that's a great clue. That's a great clue. Claire, Fizz, and Ricky. Joyce?
Gin.
Is it gin? Yes. Gin needs tonic or booze. Absolutely.
Gin Ricky, I guess.
Yeah, gin Ricky's a drink. Oh, absolutely. Sure, gin Ricky. I mean, I've heard about it. I don't know anything about it firsthand. We have a tie game, which is very exciting. We have $300 to $300, and this is the $400 puzzle. We will switch monitors, gang. If you'll push that out there, please, Leanne, and Bill, pass that over to Stuart. Here we go, playing for $15,000, and here comes the first word. Stuart and Joyce giving the clues. Stuart, you will start us off, please, sir.
Flintstones.
Cartoon.
That's it. Okay. On the board. We have cartoon. Bill, what could it be?
Amusements.
For the game. Is it amusements? Every guess is for the game now, gang. It gets tough here. Stuart.
Outing.
Would allow that? Yes. Outing.
Camping.
Okay, Joyce.
Ants.
Picnic.
That's it. Probably a bouncer. Cartoon and picnic for the game. Leanne?
Ants.
Is it ants? Okay, next word, please. Okay, Joyce.
Easter
bunny.
All right, Stuart.
Tisket.
Basket.
Yeah. Very nice. Very, very nice, sir. Okay. We have cartoon, picnic, and basket for the game, Bill.
Basketball.
Is it basketball? No, it's not. Everybody know what it is? Anybody know what it is?
Oh, sure. Easy for you to say out there.
Do you know what it is, Stuart?
I haven't got the slightest idea.
Anybody up here know? Joyce, do you have any? I don't either. Next word, please. Here we go. Okay, Stuart.
Burglar.
Thief.
Correct. Very good. Cartoon, picnic, basket, and thief for the game, Bill.
Bear.
Is it bear? Boy, I tell you, we're all up here.
There's a bear in a cartoon, a bear in a picnic, a bear in a basket, a bear, that's all there. Bear's got to be it.
Is
brown
it a
bear?
Is it a bear? We tried. Okay, last clue, gang, last word. Do you know what it is, Leanne?
No.
None of us up here know. You all know, right? Everybody. Oh, shut up. You don't know. Last word, please. Give it to everybody at home. Stuart.
Grizzly.
What did I just tell you?
Well, sir, answer now, quickly.
Bears again. Bears.
Okay,
bears.
All right, you have to say that. Okay, we have cartoon, picnic, basket, thief, and bear for the game, Bill.
Grizzly.
Is it grizzly? Stuart.
How about Yogi Bear?
Is it Yogi Bear? Yogi.
I got you, Bear. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, I was at a total loss, guys. I have no idea. I didn't have it at all.
I didn't know he stole a picnic basket.
I didn't know that.
Well, what happened?
Well, what has happened is that Stuart has done it again. Our congratulations to our champion. We have to say goodbye to Joyce, who leaves us with $300, which is better than empty-handed, and some prizes, too. Thanks, Joyce. Nice to see you. We'll be right back when Stuart and Bill go over there for $15,000. Just a moment. Oh, you can see okay, can't you, Bill? Okay. Here we go. We have a champion. Do we have a champion for you, as a matter of fact? This is your fourth time here, Stuart. That's very difficult to get back over here four times.
You're telling me?
You played beautifully, and now some more big bucks are at stake. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with the letter M and continuing through V, okay? M through V. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10 right, I will give you $15,000 more. Okay. You already have $20,000 even, and you know you have 60 seconds. Bill, you know how we do this, and let's put your first word on the board. And there it is, and good luck to you, Stuart. Ready, and go.
Halley's.
Mercury. Meteor.
N.
Charming.
Nice.
O.
Pipe. Musical instrument.
Organ.
P.
Snake.
Python.
Oh, Q.
Blanket.
Quilt.
R.
Skin problem.
Rat.
S.
Musical.
Song.
Instrument. Pass.
Strings.
Pass.
T.
Small. Branch.
Twig.
U.
Imperative.
Utmost.
Again, do it more.
Utterly.
Fast.
Pass.
D. Well, we had a little problem here.
I cheated him out of two, huh?
Yeah, two words at a time. You can only do one word at a time, okay. Unfortunately. There has to be a beat in between.
Yeah.
I think it was on O, which was organ. I think you said musical instrument.
Yeah.
If you'd said musical
instrument,
yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
So what did you get? You had five, you got five, right? You've got five out of the 10, so you had $500 more. You now have $20,500. You can come back again, by the way, believe it or not. The next time Super Pass will be worth $20,000. We're just building it up, I know. Let's go back. Come on, we'll play some more.
Okay.
What happens is, you get excited.
I know.
You get excited, you want to get on with it. What was the U? What was the what?
The U. Urgent.
Urgent, yes, the U word was urgent. Listen, it is so, first of all, it looks easy when you sit over there, and you know darn good and well when you get there, there's pressure, there's a lot of money at stake, and when you want to get it done fast, we've had, believe me, don't feel badly, Bill, it happens all the time. As a matter of fact, I always use the perfect example of my poor dear friend Dick Gauthier, who was playing over there on the end game, and he plays this game as well or better than anyone. And there were 50, he had 9 out of the 10 words. He was playing for $50,000. And the last word was purple. And you know what clue he gave? Purple.
Oh.
For 50 grand. Now, he won't mind me telling that.
It blew it.
It was over. So it does happen because you're trying hard. All right, here we are. What we're going to do now is break away for commercial, come back, introduce a new contestant, a new challenger for you, and then we'll come back and play some more. See you in a minute. We are fresh out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Our endgame is worth $20,000. Will Stewart get there again? We'll find out tomorrow. Thanks so much for watching. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.